welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The 10th annual Wing and Brew Festival is coming Saturday to Swiftel Center in Brookings, and this year it sounds better than ever for craft beer lovers.
We're trying to do it in a little different format this year. We've got some local breweries out of the Midwest. We're trying to, and we're actually going to be represented by the brewers themselves. So we try to really keep it local this year, and have a nice variety of breweries to show up. We have obviously Wooden Legs, local here in town. Bank Brewing out of Hendricks, Fernson out of Sioux Falls, Westo out of Okoboji, Knuckle Brewing out of Sturgis. So they just had the rally. I'm sure they're pretty tired. And then Sick and Twisted and Miner out of Hill City. So it's some nice local breweries to show up. Plus, we have a couple more who are a little further away.
That's Matt Chapman, executive chef at Swiftel Center. Among the breweries taking part that are a little further away, Tallgrass out of Kansas and Founders from Michigan. Chapman says they're excited to have brewery representatives at the festival.
We just have a nice variety, so everybody should be, and there should be a lot more knowledge in the tent this year. Everybody seems to know more about their beers when they're brewing it, so there should be a nice wealth of knowledge in there. I mean, those guys are going to be, fun to talk to and fun to get to know. So I Absolutely. Recommend showing up early and staying the whole time.
They put together some different packages this year to include unlimited beer tasting, even a VIP-level beer tasting, an hour before everyone else.
You can get the full package. You can go wing, brew, entrance, everything at the Wing and Brew Fest. You can come in and just get some wings if you'd like, or you can come in and just get the brew if you like. I mean, it's a little different with the packages this year, and we've really tried to kind of hone that into what, the customer wanted.
And of course, in addition to beer, all those great wings and lots of other activities.
We've added some bean bags in there this year. We've got obviously the volleyball. We've also got the car show, which is always there. We got the wing eating contest. I mean, there's just so much, a bunch of stuff for the kids to do. There's just a lot of things for everybody, the whole family to do.
More on the Wing and Brew Festival when Beer Untapped continues right after this.
Well, on a day hot enough to make the devil cuss, I walked into a bar so thirsty I was spitting dust. Barkeep asked me, what'll it be? I said, what you got? He said, well, let's see. We got Lone Star, PBR, Rolling Rock, Shiner Bock, Moose Drew, Low Duels, Heffenbeisen, Ziegenbach, Keystone, Coors Light, Coors, we got Red Stripe. Amstel, Amsterdam in the tall can, Michelob, Miller Lite, Guinness by the pint glass, Doppelbock, Lager, take his Waller, cause it's going fast, oatmeal, stout, and a lot of lining Kugels, open up your wallet, no time.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk Saturday's Wing and Brew Festival at Swiftel Center. Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings says they'll be taking part again this year.
Somebody from the Beatles once said it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. This is the 10th anniversary of the Wings and Brew Fest, and I think they've been a success from day one. This is year number 10, and they've got even improvements from this year that they had from last year. We, as a Wooden Legs Brewing Company, in an official capacity, of course, participated last year and will participate again this year, but even as a... even as home brewers, I think we actually brewed a batch of beer out there as a demonstration once, a number of years ago.
Celebrating 10 years makes the Wing and Brew Festival one of the oldest in the state.
This is a beer fest that, if for 10 years for a beer fest, that's actually a pretty long-running time in our area of the country. There's been maybe a few that predate that, maybe the one down in Sioux Falls at Monk's, but boy, not very many can claim that they're older than 10 years.
Expect some tasty brews from Wooden Legs.
We'll probably be bringing a couple of our, our local favorites. It seems like something popular to do. I believe we'll bring Wild Hair over. We'll probably bring some 353 over. And then I'll leave the door open on what else we're going to bring. I think we'll probably fit something in from our Whimsical series, and I'm not sure what that will be yet. I've only got a couple days to pick, but that's kind of the fun running a brewery.
For the first time this year, the Brookings Liquor Store will be taking part in the Wing and Brew Festival. Beer guide Drew Eklund says they'll bring their draft system over to Swiftel Center.
Our first time being there, so I'm excited about that. Normally, we have mostly local beer on our keg growler system, and most of the brewers themselves will be there with their local beer, so we're going to have to switch it up a little. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to have on there, but I will say that we'll have at least a couple of ciders on there. So if you want to go and your significant other or your friend doesn't like beer at all, but they like ciders, we'll have them covered.
They said it's that time of the year to celebrate beer, so why don't you try? try something new.
Finally this week, what's new at Brookings Liquor Store? Drew fills us in on some new draft beer on hand for growler fills.
Founders Rubaeus Raspberry Ale, 20 cents per ounce, which I think is a great deal. This beer is just pure bliss. I mean, it's awesome. It's a beer that even if you don't like beer, you have to try it. It's sweet, but not overly so. It has a little bit of a tart finish to it. It's also light enough where I could drink an entire growler myself, and I probably will. New Belgium Hop Tart is the next one, 15 cents per ounce. If Rubaeus is a little too sweet for your taste, and you like hoppier beer, this is right up your alley. It's got hops and sour yeast. They kind of complement each other. It's pretty well balanced for such a different style, especially as it warms up. Again, it's light and drinkable for the style. Flavors of citrus and tropical fruit with a bit of sour funk to it. It has a nice, clean, refreshing finish. It's not really a background beer. I mean, every time I take a drink of this beer, it reminds me that, hey, you know, this is different. This is cool.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We'll see you at the Wing and Brew Festival Saturday. Come say hi. Maybe you'll leave with one of our brand new Beer Untapped t-shirts. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.